Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Afro Mad Show. I'm your host once again. Another week, another late podcast. Guys, I mean, I don't know how many times I have to flagellate myself. I feel like I'm the guy from Django Unchained. I've literally been lashing myself. But it is another late episode. I'm sorry. This is coming out not one day, not 3 days, but 2 days late. And I'm here. We made it. I'm here. I'm queer. Nick is not here because, I mean, he got the vax and it turns out he is no longer attracted to men. And I'm going to be honest, that doesn't sit right with me. It's like conversion therapy or something. I'm not for that. So he is sitting out this podcast. He'll be back when he likes gay, when he's gay again. Make America gay again. Make Nick McGay again. This episode, we're going to shit on Gary V, NFTs, I'm LGBT, this is the Afro Mad Show, let's get into it. Alrighty, guys, we are upping the budget. The production value on this podcast is only getting better. We have an intro now, and it's the intro that every Indian uses when you try to figure out how to fix your laptop. I mean, I'm about to pull up a notepad and start typing right now. The whole podcast is just typing. You have to read the entire podcast. Let's just get the intro out of the way. It's Afro Man on YouTube. If you're listening on Spotify, if you're listening on YouTube or watching on YouTube, I'm sorry. You have to see my face. Socks are off in the dumpster. If you're listening on Spotify, it's Afro Man. If you're watching on YouTube, like I said, it is the Afro Man Show on Spotify. Send us your feet pics at the Afro Man Show. I'm sorry. I'm going to be honest. I may have done a dry scoop of G Fuel and chased it with a Dr. Pepper. It is what it is. But yeah, like and subscribe. Or Bill Cosby's gonna spike your drink. The juice is loose. That's not him, but okay, whatever. First news of the day, ladies and gentlemen. Gary V. I mean, I feel like I don't know how many of you like this, but I just find Gary V so fascinating, as he's everything about a motivational speaker that I hate a person that I hate, right? For one, he's extremely successful, and then you have to ask, why is he successful? And once you start asking these questions and you start hearing him speak, you're like, he's a good speaker, but he's very, very good at saying very, very little. That being said, Gary V, he seems kind of like a snake oil salesman, and he's business savvy, right? He knows about the internet. He's savvy about all this. So he gets in on the trends, and the trend he's hopping on right now, I'm going to be honest, puts a sour taste in my ass, because my anus is leaking after this because, I mean, he invented his own NFTs. They're called V Friends. So Gary V Friends, if you go to www.vfriends.com, and I'm pulling it up here. If you're on YouTube, you can see it. What we have here is vfriends.com. It's his own introducing collections and profiles. Connect your wallet and go to your profile to get started. So he has these hand drawn. I mean, this is... NFTs are so stupid. So he has these cards, and they're shaped like Pokemon cards, right? And they're just little hand-drawn doodles by Gary V. And I mean, these ones, this lobster's pretty cool. It looks like he did these in 5 seconds each. And they're all selling. This one sold for 12.7 Ether, which I'm going to be honest is for one too much. And let's see, 12 Ether. Ethereum to, what is 12 Ethereum worth? That is about 34,000. That cannot be right. Oh God, someone just spent my, dude, people are buying Gary V tokens for my entire yearly salary. And these are, okay, I'm not even going to explain it. I'm going to let Gary V explain it because, I mean, Gary V is truly a menace to society. He's like, and not in a good way.
The digital aspect of it, like you can't see it.
I shit on this one on my TikTok.
The digital aspect of it, like you can't see it.
Well, you can't see a blue check on Instagram. I don't walk around the world with a blue check tattooed on my forehead, but everybody sees it. You
Do
can't
they?
See my 9 million followers on Instagram, or can you? I would argue the reverse.
Please argue.
I would
it.
Argue people can't see most of the fancy things you have in your house, that people can see more digital than they can real life. And that's the aha that just hit so many people on the other side of the screen.
Oh my God, dude. Yo, okay. Type aha in the comments or tweet aha at me. Hashtag Gary V. If you just had an aha moment when he explained what an NFT is. So the lady asked a very logical question, and it's a critical thinking question, because the question is, and it's the one that sticks out the most when people talk about NFTs, is you can't hold it, so what is it? What are you buying for $30,000? And his answer is this.
Effect of it, like you can't see it.
Well, you can't see a blue check on Instagram.
Let's break that down. You can't see a blue check mark on Instagram. Okay. So his statement is that the blue check mark, okay, let's do this as a logical statement. A blue check is to NFT as, let's see.
I don't walk around the world with a blue check tattooed on my forehead, but
okay. Blue check is okay. A blue check mark on Instagram is not a tattoo.
Everybody sees it.
Everyone sees the blue check mark.
You can't see my 9 million followers on Instagram.
Subtle
or can
brag.
You? I would argue the reverse. I would argue people can't see most of the fancy things you have in your house, that people can see more digital than they can real life.
Okay. Let me. The main problem with this is, in order to view all of his NFTs, I would rather drive to his house and look at the stuff inside of his house. I mean, you have to open, you have to have like an account, you have to go and you have to view the blockchain and you have to see what he owns and see what he bought it for. NFTs, while it's cool, and there are cool implications of NFTs, I'm talking about like Decentraland, where you kind of live in this video game and the things you buy in the video game, you can, you know, you put them on your character. And while that's stupid, right? It has an application because it's within a video game. He is selling hand drawn. Okay, that's the next video. Let me just play that.
My little drawings here are not.
This is Gratitude Gorilla, and he is probably $50,000.
Just the piece of art. They're functional tokens. Every one of them is a ticket to a yearly convention that I'll be throwing. Above and beyond that, I have an entire ecosystem of characters. For example, Hangout Hawk. 125 of these are gonna be individuals who are able to be part of a hangout session with me. We're gonna spend time together. Access that I get asked 400 times a day for that I can't scale, I'm putting in that. Also, there's gonna be a gifting concept I have. I just surprise and delight people.
Gifting Goat. That is the Gifting Goat NFT, guys. If you wanna be surprised or delighted by Gary V, if you want him to stop by and pop in. The pop in, right? Knock on your door, you open it up, Gary V's like, hey, you ordered the surprise, what is it? The Gifting Goat. You ordered the Gifted Goat, so I'm here, and yeah, I'm sorry, you gotta call off work. This is what you're getting.
Concept I have. I just surprise and delight people with gifts. And then there's Extreme Access, Dinner Club, that gets together once a year. I also...
Dinner Deer. The Dinner Deer is... You get to have dinner with him. He's essentially... Actually, Wait, this is a really profound statement I'm about to make, and I'm not just sucking my own cock here, which I am, but NFTs are the so NFTs. So you remember back, I don't know if some of my viewers are old enough, are too old to remember this, but everyone probably did this, but in schools they do like a fundraiser where a guy comes in, much like Gary Vee, and he starts preaching and he's like, "Hey guys, if you sell 100,000 boxes of cookie dough, you get to get the dinner deer token. The dinner deer token, you can have dinner with me and the teachers." Right? Guys, it's very similar. And I'm going to be honest, the reason they do fundraisers for elementary school is because those kids they don't have higher level thinking skills. And they just see shiny objects and they want to, you know, they want to go to that pizza party. They want Pizza Parrot. They want the Pizza Parrot non-fungible token. They want to sell 20 boxes of cookie dough marked up at 100% to their close neighbors, right? But you're not allowed to go knock door to door, right? But so they want to sell 20 boxes, and you know their parents, you know, they bring it to work and they're like, "Hey man, can you help out my, I'll give you $20, just can you buy this?" And so the kids feel special, and then they get this little, they get to go to the limo. They get the limo llama fungible token, right? And you have a guy like Gary Vee who's shilling his tokens, his limo llama. He's got the pizza parrot. He's got the gifting goats. He is shilling these things, which is the equivalent of a elementary school fundraiser. Oh god, the funny thing is like you have to sell like $200 worth of cookie dough, and you get like a piece of pizza at a pizza party, right? It's like you could just sell 200 of your own cookie dough. But okay, that's a whole nother thing. But yeah, so essentially what I'm saying is that Gary Vee is the traveling salesman who scams preschoolers. And I am saying right now, if you buy one of his non-fungible tokens to go to dinner with him, which he probably won't pay. If you go to dinner, he'll go to the bathroom during the when the check comes out. But yeah, and then you'll just hear, "Guys, I was really, I had to go to the bathroom so bad. And you know what? When I was in there, I had a most profound thought. I know I was in there for 20 minutes and you guys were wondering where, thank you guys for paying, by the way. How about we make an NFT right now? I made one with the toilet paper and the pen from the waiter gave us. And we have Toilet Turtle. And this gets you one pass to the bathroom with me. Here you go." And you just, that's his tip to the waitress. Gives a poorly drawn turtle on a piece of toilet paper. And he's like, "That's valuable. Use that." And you use that. It's a non-fungible token. That is one of one. And that can be redeemed for any bathroom trip. Let's listen.
"So I'm trying to create characters that speak to things I believe in. I believe in empathy, clearly. But I'm just one man.
Empathy elephant.
There's a group of people who don't like..."
You know, clearly he believes in empathy because he has empathy elephant. Thanks, Gary Vee.
"My aggressive communication style. So these characters are going to allow me to scale a message that's very important to me. It's not a picture of me and being like, 'Hey, buy 10 tokens and yay, I made $3 million in cryptocurrency.' This is about the acceleration of a journey I've been on my whole life."
Is it? Oh. This isn't, you know, anytime a salesperson has to say this isn't, this isn't manipulation. Like that guy that trained me at my job, he said, no, this isn't manipulation. This is tricking them. This is manipulating yourself into them liking you. That's what he said. And I'm like, okay, this is going off the rails, right? But anytime a salesperson starts pitching what it's not, guys, this is not a pyramid scheme, right? Anytime that they have to say it's not a pyramid scheme, you can guarantee that that's a pyramid scheme. Okay, here's what it's not. Let's listen to what Gary Vee is not doing with this.
Communication style. So these characters are gonna allow me to scale a message that's very important to me. It's not a picture of me being like, hey, buy 10 tokens and yay, I made 3.
It's not a picture of me.
Very important to me. It's not a picture of me being like, hey, buy 10 tokens and yay, I made $3 million in cryptocurrency. This is about...
Okay. It's not that. Okay, guys. Pack up your bags. It's not that. He's not trying to make money off these tokens. Guys, it's not that. He said it. He said it. Why are you so confused by this? Gary Vee said that it's not him trying to make money. So it's obviously not... Guys, he has empathy. He has... Did you not see Empathy Elephant? He has the NFT Empathy Elephant. He has so much empathy. He made a token that you can buy to, I don't know, it, to buy his empathy. Isn't that a crazy thought? In order for him to show empathy, you have to show him an empathy elephant. There's like 100 African kids starving in Africa. He made 3 million from NFTs. And he's like, sorry, guys. I mean, your bellies look pretty full right now anyways. If you had an empathy elephant or something, I might be able to, you know, toss you a couple bucks or, you know, a hot dog. But right now, I mean, guys, you're not investing in your futures. They're all just like, I don't know, eating dirt water. And he's just standing there like, you know, Celine Dion is in the background. Well, what's that song that plays when they show the sad puppies? And Gary Vee is just such a freaking scumbag. I know that the Gary Vee slander might get old, and I don't know if it has gotten old yet. But I hate this guy because he represents everything that I hate, which is one sleazebag salespeople. Which I mean. I'm not that, but it's close to what I do. I try not to, like, at work. The coaches at work, they tell you you have to be told no 3 times. I don't want to be told no even once. I don't even want to be told no ever. That's just my personality. I need you to like me, or I'm gonna shoot myself. Right? It's a joke, but it's a joke. Okay. But he's like, you have to be told no 3 times. And I'm like, every time someone says, I'm like, are you interested in possibly selling your house? They're like, oh no. Now I'm like, okay, if you change your mind, let me know. They want me to ask them, why are you not selling your house? And they're like, no, we're really not interested. And I'm like, okay. Can you explain why you're not interested? And then they say, can you please stop talking to me? And then the third time I have to say, okay, thank you. I just bypass it all. The whole sales thing is so, I hate sales, dude. So it doesn't sit right with me. Anyways, that is Gary. That's all the Gary Vee slander for the day. I mean, we got it out of the way early because Gary Vee, I want to talk to Gary. Maybe I should buy a dinner date with Gary Vee and wear a GoPro and just go in there and just make the entire dinner date an NFT. Sorry, I got to take a drink here. There's no Nick to fill the void. Okay. Let's see. This guy makes a good point. This one I had for Nick, but he's not here. But this is really good. This guy's really crazy. This guy's a true crazy man.
women.
Let's cut to the chase. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're cutting to the chase. Here we go. You ready?
The chase here.
This is Tate's
women
speech.
Women should clean up. Not only should women clean up, women should clean up unprompted. And I'm going to tell you why.
Tell
it's
us.
It's very, very simple. We live in a world where things need to be fair, 50-50,
mm-hmm.
gender equality. I pay for things unprompted. You don't have to ask me to pay for shit. If we go for dinner, I'll get my wallet out, pay at the end. Don't even check the price of the bill. My card always works.
Always.
Bang, ouch, pay, whatever, no problem. Unprompted, if you're with me, your life is effectively free. Everywhere you eat, everywhere you go, where you sleep, you ain't paying for shit. You ain't getting in my car and I'm asking you for motherfucking gas money. No, I pay for everything instantly, as a man should. So when you walk into a house and you see mess,
big, mad respect.
Why is your lazy ass not doing the right thing and start picking and cleaning shit up? If you're sitting there going, that's sexist. Well, it's sexist for me to fucking pay for everything, isn't it, you fucking bimbo? But that's fine. This is the whole world we live in now. Double standards. It's okay for me to do the masculine thing, but it's not okay for you to do the feminine thing. It's bullshit. Women should clean.
Okay.
Now, when I say this, girls go, well, I don't like cleaning. No problem. If you don't like cleaning, here, how about this? I'll clean. And when I say I'll clean, I mean I'll hire someone else to clean. Anyway, I'll get the house clean. And you pay for everything.
This guy. Okay.
How about that?
I'm going to be honest. I may have flipped on his opinions. I mean, he's just... Okay, guys. Guys, hear me out. Hear me out. And I know I've got some women who listen to this, some people that may be offended by this, but he's got some good points. If you are the kind of guy that pays for everything like he does, am I out of focus here? Why is my camera being like this? This is actually cancer. Anyways, whatever. If you're the kind of guy that pays for everything, like this guy does, I mean, this guy used to be a professional kickboxer. The least you can do for him, right? Right? Just a little.
Oh, no, you can't do that either, can you? Because you're a fucking moron.
Ooh.
And you realize that making money is much harder than getting some fucking dishes washed. Then you're going to realize what real work is. Because to pay for shit is much more difficult than keeping a house generally tidy and being a generally pleasant female to be around. Fucking lazy. That's the world we live in now. Females are entitled and fucking lazy. I don't want us to be like some woman-hating shit. Because to be honest, many men are also lazy and entitled. In fact, mm-hmm. all people are lazy and entitled. I hate everyone equally. Don't mm-hmm. come at me and call me sexist or racist or any of these things. I hate everyone. I don't care if you're black, white, straight, gay, man, and woman. I hate you anyway. I hate everybody exactly the same. It's the same universal hate. So I'm a very fair person.
Mm-hmm.
But I make something very, very clear to my females. You have a choice. Either you can pay for my $300
steak. My females.
Or you can make sure that I have a nice coffee
that.
In the morning and that cup ain't sitting around with some fucking coffee-stained bullshit and my house is nice and clean, pristine, the way it should be. And I'll ensure that we're living the good life because I got more dollars than balls and I got a whole bunch of balls for you stupid-ass hoes.
I mean, guys, I am now a fan of Tate's speech. I really wish I should save this and show it to Nick next episode. But I mean, that is, that's definitely a stance, not a stance a lot of people are willing to take. And he took it. So big ups. All right. Now we're into Jew news. Here we are. What's going on in the news today? What do we got? We've got this. CNBC. We have nearly 70% of millionaires are worried about leaving kids too much money. Survey finds. Wealthy celebrities like Daniel Craig and entrepreneurs like Warren Buffett and Kevin O'Leary aren't the only ones concerned about leaving too much money to their children. Millionaires are increasingly worried about how much of their fortunes they to give to their kids. That's a, according to the survey conducted by Motley Fool, which asked 2,000 high net worth individuals classified as people with a net worth of over $1 million about their attitudes towards inheritances. Among the top concerns the individuals surveyed had the possibility of leaving too much money to their heirs, something about 67% of respondents mentioned. The respondents had numerous concerns about the effects of leaving too much money to their heirs, including that the wealth would be used irresponsibly or that it would cause beneficiaries to be lazy. What's clear is that the high net worth individuals are concerned about the effects of leaving too large of an inheritance. Motley Fool research analyst Jack Caporal tells CNBC Make It, they are aware and highly actively considering leaving inheritances with conditions that incentivize their heirs to pick up on the values that they think are important, such as hard work, doing well in school, and finding a good career track. The survey found that 85% of high net worth individuals who had to meet certain conditions to receive their own inheritance agrees that it was possible to leave too much money to an heir. Among respondents who receive an inheritance worth about $500,000 and $1 million, 85% agree. Well, I mean, this is really kind of... The reason I like this is because it really points to a major flaw, right? I'm all for tax the rich. There, like I've said before, there should be a flat tax. A flat tax honestly makes sense, and I don't know why it's implemented. Maybe I'm retarded, and I'm waiting for someone to convince me that I am. Please, please tell me I'm retarded. But, I mean, a flat tax sounds like it would work, but I'm sure there's intricacies, and, you know, they pay some Jay to do all the finances. And, of course, he'll find that, you know, flat taxes don't work because he's too rich. But I'm all for tax the rich, and I'd eat the rich, to be honest, until I am rich, and then I no longer want to eat them, like AOC and, you know, these other people. But that's neither here nor there. But I think that there should be no inheritances, and when you die, your kids have to realize their situation, and they just either one are homeless, or two have to like fill your spot. Well, actually, that's kind of nepotism, but which is not cool. Honestly, just make them go do something with their lives. To be honest, to be quite frank, AOC tax the rich. Oh, this is right in. AOC's tax the rich dress designer owes tax debt in multiple states. This is ironic.
Well, he's here, Karl Rove. Maybe he's got his whiteboard. I don't know, but I want him to tell me what this problem in New York, where Eric Adams is going after AOC. Surely that is a problem for Democrats all across the country in 2022, isn't it?
Well, perhaps.
Okay, we're not going to listen to that. As awesome as that sounded, I just think this headline's so good. AOC's tax the rich dress designer owes tax debt in multiple states. I mean, tax the rich, you become the rich, and then you no longer want to be taxed. That being said, Nicki Minaj has gone full red-pilled, full QAnon. She is anti-vax, and she's being backed by multiple people. There are riots in front of the White House. I think a question to ask is... what's going on? So here we are, the intro. This is the Nicki Minaj segment. I'm gonna get copyright.
Yo, I never fucked Wayne, I never fucked Drake. All my life, man, fuck's sake. If I did, I'd menage with him and let him eat my ass like a cupcake. My man fool, he just ate. I don't duck nobody but tape. Yeah, that was a setup for a punchline on duct tape.
The lyricism. Drake looks kind of retarded in this video, to be honest. Well, Nicki Minaj was in the news recently because she had some statements on Twitter. I've got the whole lineup here from start to finish. I'm going to take you through it. they want you to get vaccinated for the Met. She's talking about the Met Gala. The Met Gala? The Met Gala. I'm not too sure which it is. And I'm not even sure what it is, to be honest. I don't even know what they do at the Met Gala. It seems like a place where people just dress up. A dress-up party. They want you to get vaccinated for the Met. If I get vaccinated, it won't be for the Met. It'll be once I feel free, once I feel I've done enough research. I'm working on that now. In the meantime, my loves, be safe. Wear the mask with two strings that grips your face, your head and face. Not that loose one. Pray emoji, heart emoji. So she caught a lot of hate. This has 30,000 quote tweets, which is, I mean, it has 77,000 likes, which is, for all intents and purposes, that's viral. This went very viral. Compared to her other tweets, this is huge, and this caught a lot of traction. So much traction that there's, like, Nicki stans protesting the vaccine in front of the White House, I'm not sure, or in front of the CDC. I'm not too sure who that is, but essentially she's saying, and I support this message, it'll be, look, she says, if I get vaccinated, it won't be for the Met. It'll be once I feel I've done enough research, which is good. Research is good. So she caught flack for that. So let's see what her next tweet is. So this was like all over the course of like 2 days, even just 1 day. So this is September 13th, 2021. This is when it started to get a little controversial. This has 90,000 quote tweets and 150 likes. So this is getting out of the range of viral into like, this is everyone's talking about. So here's the one that kind of sparked the controversy. My cousin in Trinidad won't get the vaccine because his friend got it and became impotent. His testicles became swollen. His friend was weeks away from getting married, and now the girl called off the wedding. This guy's had the worst day of his life. And this is actually what happened to Nick, and that is why he's not able to... He got the vaccine, and he is now impotent, and he's no longer into men. Sadly, he is no longer gay. So just pray on it, and make sure that you're comfortable with your decision, not bullied. So this is when it got a little out of control. Let's see. This is just a crazy sentence. My cousin in Trinidad won't get the vaccine because his friend got it and became impotent. His testicles became swollen. His friend was weeks away from getting married, and now the girl called off the wedding. So just pray on it and make sure you're comfortable with your decision. So this is when she started getting a lot of flack from the, let's be honest, if you're black and you're not showing 100% democratic ideas, then honestly, you're an Uncle Tom, Uncle Sam. I don't know, but so then Nicki Minaj retweeted with a target emoji saying like right on the target of Tucker Carlson talking about Nicki Minaj. So this really blew up. So this has 4.2 million views, this tweet.
Oh, he's fine. It's Nicki Minaj's cousin's friend's testicles who are swollen from taking the vax. That's the claim.
I'm going to shoot myself.
But it's not anything to do with the physical effect of the vaccine that makes our political class mad. It's the last part of Nicki Minaj's tweet that enrages them. The part where she says you should pray on it, make the decision yourself like a free human being, and quote, don't be bullied. So our media and public health officials didn't like this because they make their livings bullying people. So they couldn't let it stand. Oh, he's fine.
Yeah, I really want to develop a really good Tucker Carlson impression.
Oh, he's fine.
He's fine. He's fine.
It's Nicki Minaj's cousin's friend's test.
It's Nicki Minaj's cousin's friend. He always emphasizes weird words in the middle of his sentences. So Hassan Abi, which is a Twitch, he's like the most far left Twitch streamer there is right now. And he responded and said, you know, he's a white nationalist, right? So this set off another thing because that got lots of traction. Everyone loves Hassan B. He's hot. He's handsome. I'd fuck him. But so then Nicki Minaj responds to Hassan B, the Twitch streaming socialist, which I mean, he's probably not social. He's just far, far left, which is perfectly fine. But he just has some interesting ideology. And he's hot. So this is what she said. Nicki Minaj responded to Hassan B when he said that, you know, he's a white nationalist, right? Talking about Tucker Carlson. So now it's getting real. He's calling her out for being a true white supremacist. Hassan B is calling out Nicki Minaj for supporting white supremacy. Let's let that sink in. Nicki Minaj, a black rapper who, quite honestly, is killing it right now, and has never stated anything that would lead anyone to believe that she's a white nationalist. But Hassan B is in his statement saying, you know, he's a white nationalist, right? He's pretty much saying that you're not allowed to agree with anyone ever says from a political party. And that's what Nicki Minaj says right here. She responds, right, period. I can't even speak to, agree with, or even look at someone from a particular political party. People aren't human anymore. If you're black and a Democrat tells you to shove... This is where it gets juicy. I jacked off to this like 15 times, just this sentence. If you're black and a Democrat tells you to shove marbles up your ass, you simply have to. If another party tells you to look out for that bus, stand there and get hit. Nicki Minaj, I don't know if she writes her own lyrics, but this is quite poetic, right? If you're black and a Democrat tells you to shove marbles up your ass, you simply have to. Right? I mean, true. And if another party tells you to look out for that bus, stand there and get hit. So, I mean, if Joe Biden tells you to, shove a 12-inch dildo up your ass, you shove it right up in there. And then Joe Rogan tells you, hey, watch out, there's a bus. You turn around and you say, hey, bus, kill me. Because I'm not following anything Joe Rogan says, because Joe Rogan is on horse pills. He's a dewormer. So that's where we're at right now. And she summarized it quite succinctly. That's a word, right? So now the final coming in it. This is the final climax of the Nicki Minaj. You know how many, this is the woman who also says this. So this is why I like to have this here, because she says, this is who's saying all this. This is.
Yo, I never fucked Wayne, I never fucked Drake. All my life, man, fuck's sake. If I did, I'd menage with him and let him eat my ass like a cupcake. My man fool, he just ate. I don't duck nobody but tape. Yeah, that was a setup for a punchline on duct tape.
So I like to just keep that in mind. I every time I hear Nicki Minaj, that song just plays in my head. I'm like, you might not be an intellectual with your lyrics, but I mean, she has some thoughts up there, I guess. But she says, you know how many U.S. presidents were white supremacists? Oh, please, just stay on topic. Y'all can't do that. The topic is asking questions is okay. But let's make the topic Nicki talks to white racists so that you can all sleep better, right? Better tonight, dummies. So she's really dabbing on Hassan. And I don't know how Hassan feels about it. He's probably enjoying the publicity because he's, at the end of the day, he is a streamer and that's how he makes his money. and good on him, but I'm going to shove some marbles up my ass. Now for some really sad news. 20-year-old gas station clerk fatally shot after asking customer to wear a face mask. Guys, it's getting a little brutal out there. I think I tweeted this today, and I don't know if I deleted it or not because it was pretty rough. But essentially, what this made me think of is if you're at a gas station and you see a man with, like, let me paint the picture for you. You're at a gas station and you're browsing the drink section. You're looking at your drinks. You're like, maybe I want a Sprite right now, or, you know, maybe I'm thinking about a Coke. I haven't had a Coke in a while. I could spring for a Coke. And then you hear the ding and the door opens and you turn around and you see a disheveled man. You see, you know, a patchy gray beard. He has dirt on his face and he's wearing no shoes, right? And he's, you know, his shirt is torn up and you start to, and you ask yourself, where is this a safe, is this man going to harm me? What's this man doing? Is this man homeless, right? Now, in every scenario that you play out in your head, not a single one, if I'm that clerk, would be to tell that man to put shoes on, right? So, I mean, that same logic can almost be applied when you see you're in Germany, you see a man walk in, he's wearing no mask, he's obviously, in order to do this, you have to be a deeply disturbed individual, right? I love saying that because it rolls off the tongue. A deeply disturbed individual to be able to do this to someone, to pull a gun and shoot someone point blank in the face for telling you to put a mask. This guy, I guarantee you, this guy would have given me some vibes that would have told me, maybe let this one slide. Maybe it's okay if this guy in what I imagine, I'm going to paint a picture of what he walks in a full trench coat, no mask. He's kind of frantic. He's breathing heavily. And I turn to him and I say, hey, sir, you can't buy that drink. You're not wearing a mask. And then he reaches into his trench coat, pulls out a shotgun, holds it to my forehead, and I say, this has been the Afro Matt Show. What if I just ended the podcast like that? No, but we still have some TikToks left to go. But I mean, that would be legendary. We don't have many TikToks. I just wanted to capture this trend as it was coming up, and now that we're coming down, it's the end of the trend. I just want to capture this moment, encapsulate. That's really what a lot of these podcasts are. It's kind of an encapsulation of the time that we're living in, what's going on. I can watch these back and realize what I was thinking, why I was thinking it. And I mean, yeah, you know, if I survived that long. So here we go. This is the devious lick trend on TikTok. So it's a trend that started with a guy who stole, I think it was like a clock or something off of his teacher's wall. And he said, hey, yo, I just hit a devious lick, right? And it got some traction because it's funny, right? So a lick is a slang term. I don't know if it's a black slang term. And I don't want to sound insensitive, but it is theft. It is when you steal something. So these kids are hitting licks at school, which is petty theft, but it's hilarious. So people are stealing all sorts of stuff. People are stealing clocks. People are stealing literal monitors and computers. People are stealing. It is getting so bad. People are stealing stall doors to bathrooms and projector screens. People are stealing chairs. People are stealing caution cones. People are stealing. If it's not nailed down, and even if it is nailed down, it's going to be stolen by these. I mean, you, the kid, the, these
teenagers are out of control. I mean, this is all a way. I mean, this is out of control. It's pent up anger from being held at their homes. I think from last semester, they're just letting it all out, and this is their way to get back. They're just stealing everything. So I think the funny part is stealing, but the main comedy I get from this is the principal's desperation and reaction to all of this happening. So let's listen to some of these.
$500 for the student that showed me the video of the student who ripped off the sink from the wall. $500. Get attached to the teacher, bring you that video. You got $500 today in your pocket.
So this principal is so desperate to find out who ripped the sink off the wall. Oh God, I love. I wish I was in high school during this time. I would. It's just so funny. It's just such a good way to, you know. And you have to be asking, you have to ask the question, the logical question is, why are these kids stealing stuff? And I want to say it might just be because it might be a little subconscious anger towards missing, you know, graduation or missing their prom, or some of these seniors last year as juniors missed their first chance at prom, first homecoming. They literally missed opportunities to be with their, and this could be a stretch, but it feels like this. You have to ask these questions, right? If you're thinking, it feels like they have a pent up anger and they just want to bring this. This is a Joker brain moment. This is Joker. They just want to watch the world burn, and I'm here for it. I wish I was in school. I mean, I'd be stealing. I'd bring a backpack in my backpack just to steal more shit, to be honest. So let's listen to this again, because I mean, this is just too funny. This, the principal is so desperate. He's willing to pay $500 to a random 14. Who knows what a 14-year-old, what is a high school student going to do with 500 bucks? If you gave me 500 bucks, I mean, I didn't do anything. I went to school, went home, played video games, and slept, went back to school. And then on the weekends, I went to movies or played more video games. I mean, what can you do with 500 bucks?
$500 for the student that can show me the video of the student who ripped off the sink from the wall. $500.
Honestly, if they hold out, if they hold out, I wonder if he'll go higher. He's like, guys, he's over the walkie. He's like, guys, I will pay $700. Please, $700 to anyone who has the video of the kid who ripped off the sink. There's more
morning,
of them.
Morning, students and staff. I hate that I have to start the day off like this. I hate that this has to be your morning announcement, but listen up, okay?
I would have died laughing.
This has to come to an end. It's come to the point where it's absolutely unbearable. All right, the delicious, devious lick trend. Good morning, students and staff.
I love the delicious lick.
It's come to the point where it's absolutely unbearable. All right, the delicious, devious lick trend.
I love that. Okay, there's more.
We do not have the resources to call each of your parents.
Dude, this guy is so desperate. You can hear he's on the verge of tears. He's probably under so much pressure from the Board of Education or whatever to get his school in order. He's crying on the inside. He's almost crying on the outside.
We do not have the resources to call each of your parents and tell them what you're doing. So, from now on, we will be removing the doors from the hinges on the bathrooms. Girls and boys, this is completely unacceptable, and this is the only recourse we have.
The funniest thing is, my sister, at her school, they don't have any... Oh God, this is so good. They don't have any bathroom. They have no in their bathroom. My sister said that they have no mirrors. They have no stall doors. They have like no soap dispensers. Everything has been removed because the facility, the facilitators are scared everything's going to be, if it's anything is viable, is liable to be stolen, is how they see it. Oh man, it's just so funny. I just love the desperation in his voice. He's just crying.
We do not have the resources to call each of your parents and tell them what you're doing. So from now on, we will be removing the doors from the hinges on the bathrooms. Girls and boys, this is completely unacceptable, and this is the only recourse we have.
I love that. Okay.
This is not a challenge. This is not a threat. This is a fact. And the gutless person who is doing this needs to reflect on what they're doing right now. If we catch you, or you, or the few who are doing this, we will discipline you and prosecute you to the fullest.
Jesus, this guy's a challenge, this guy's threatening to sue a teenager. This guy's... We will prosecute you. This is a Northville High School... This guy, dude, just imagine suing, taking, it's like Northville High School versus Matthew. And it's just like a 14-year-old sitting up there in like an ill-fitting suit. And he's just sitting up there. And they're like, it's just some principal crying on stage, just screaming about a TikTok trend. Just like deliriously screaming into the void. He's like, there's this trend. It's like that principal from... that teacher from The Incredibles who's like crazily, he's like, I saw him, look, rewind the tape, he moved, you know, where he's trying to catch the flash putting a tack on his seat. That's how I imagine these principals. They're like, he hit a lick.
TikTok challenge, gamer challenge. It's not
gamer challenge.
Soap dispensers ripped off of walls, paper towels ripped off of walls, mirrors the face. When you vandalized 8 different bathrooms in a week, that's no game. That's serious business, and again, I will personally make sure you get what's coming to you. To the 99.99% who are not doing this, this is our house. We have a beautiful building, and our house is being compromised by someone or some people who are gutless enough to vandalize it. So if you know something, please come in confidentially and see me, another administrator, a teacher, a counselor.
Oh my God. I wish I was. This is like the one time I wish I was in high school again. It would just be so much fun to be around while people. It's chaos. And I think I thrive in chaos, to be honest. I like it. I enjoy a little bit of chaos, a little bit of Joker brain moment. Where I just wanted to see them get what they fucking deserve. You know that clip where he screams? You get what you effing deserve. Here it is.
How about another joke, Murray?
No, I think we've had enough.
Be a joke.
What do you get?
I don't think so.
When you cross a mentally ill loner with a society that abandons him and beats him like trash.
Call the police,
Gene. I'll tell you what you get.
Call the police.
You get what you fucking deserve.
Such a good movie. Love Joker. But I'm going to be honest, schools. It's funny, and I used to get pulled into the office so many times, and I really think my life would have gone in a different direction if I was in school during this time, because I'm already kind of a klepto. When I was in Europe, I stole something from like every place that we went. So I have like, you know, I have a keychain from the Windsor Castle. I have an Eiffel Tower from Paris, right? I have all these keychains that are stolen. I feel like for some reason, and I haven't disclosed this to anyone. This is satire if it's illegal. If it's not, we're chilling. I think it's under statute of limitations. I hope I'm not extradited to. It's a joke, right? It's a
it's a joke. I have none of these keychains. I've never had any of these keychains. Yeah. But what I would have had done would be to have had taken a keychain from every place I would have had been to. And then my thinking would have been, if I did this, that I'm going to be leaving the country in 3 days. I would have had been leaving the country in 3 days. And I would be thinking, what's the worst that can happen? I'm on a plane and I'm in America now. The land of the free, home of the brave, land of the licks. Thanks for listening.